Okay, this is Russell Ferguson. I'm Russell Ferguson with Tom Lawson. Tom will be the next voice you hear after mine. And it's August the 9th, 2018. This is our oral history interview for the Archives of American Art.
And we're in Los Angeles.
Yes, we're in Los Angeles. Hot day in Los Angeles. So Tom, let's start and let you know the format is basically go through your things right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you could start by talking a little bit about your family background, where you were born, all the circumstances of your early life.
Okay. Well, I was born in Glasgow in Scotland, 1951. And interestingly, just this summer, I came across a cache of letters that my mother wrote to her mother in the years leading up to that event and a little after. So luckily enough, I know a little bit more about this question than I kind of actually knew before. My family has always been a little secretive. I mean, it's like nobody talked about family history when I was growing up.
My family was the same. It just never came out.
It just, it wasn't. And I didn't find it interesting to ask. So, it's not, I don't quite know what that means. Maybe it's a Scottish thing, I don't know. Anyways, both sides of my family are essentially rooted in Glasgow. My mother's family were tradespeople, and
what kind of trade?
Just the variety of things. My grandfather worked for a company called Gardeners in Glasgow that was a furnishings. They have a famous building, had, I mean, they no longer exist, but the building's still there. It's a cast iron building on Jamaica Street, just near the river. And my grandfather was in the carpets department and made his way up from being a carpet layer to being, I think, a buyer. I don't think he was, I can't imagine that he had the personality to be a seller.
From what you remember.
A grumpy old guy. On my grandmother's family, her brother was an accountant and was married to a really powerful woman who was a doctor and an early advocate for birth control. So in the 20s, talking about birth control in Glasgow, it was really very. And I knew her growing up, and she was a fearsome, very strong, intelligent presence. So a bit of an outlier, because I think she's the only person in the whole history of my family who went anywhere close to a college. until my brother and I. So it's, and earlier, I know that a little further back in time, the family that I come from in some way were on the land. They had a croft or something.
This is still your mother's
this
side.
This is the mother's side. They had a croft south of Glasgow in Ayrshire. And another branch, I think more from the grandmother's side, had farmland in Aberdeenshire. And at one point, someone there moved to Newfoundland and then moved back. apparently, it was too cold.
Wow, it must be cold there.
Yeah, so there was something about that. He and his wife moved there to new future life, big farm, all this kind of thing. And she was back within the year, and he tried to keep it going for a bit longer, and just couldn't do it. So anyway, so there's this. Fairly sort of just, I think, a fairly